Hello everybody and welcome to Tara Podcast, and it's good to have you listening to my podcast. So today I'll be sharing the word of God with you, and the Bible verse that I'm going to sharing the word of God, I'm going to read from the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 23 down to verse 26. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. And when ye start praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Amen. I think the Bible verse is very explanatory, but I'm going to say it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you speak me through me to your children that will hear the word. Let me not speak out of my own wisdom and knowledge, but rather let your spirit speak through me that the lives of those that listen will be changed for good in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to bless God for the privilege to be able to share his word with you. And I want to make you know that God loves you dearly and you are important to him. You are important to the body of Christ and you are important to the world at large. Don't let anybody make you feel less about yourself. Don't let anybody make you want to take your life. You are so important. Your life is special. Let me tell you, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on God. There are a lot of things that God can do through you. You might be going through a stage now and you may feel that things are not changing, things are not working, but hold on to God. Hold on to this word. It said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. So when you pray to God, you need to start acting like you've received them, because you have to believe in your heart. Do not doubt the power of God. Do not doubt the love of God, that God wants to answer. He gave you an assurance, said, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You shall have them. It's not you may have them. You shall have them. It's like an assurance that you have them. So you have to start loving him. Walking in love, forgive those that have hurt you. Is it they've said mean words against you or they lied against you? Just forgive them, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. So it's like, forgive them, your Father in heaven may forgive your trespasses. And if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. So if you do not forgive, how will God forgive you? No matter how big of a sin you've committed, God is willing, God is able to forgive you. But see, the Bible now said, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespass. So you have to learn to forgive, let go. They might have treated you bad, they might look down on you, they might have bullied you. You have to forgive and let go. And now, starting from this moment, the seal of protection will be upon you, that no evil will befall you, no bad things. Whatever might have happened in the past, it's not going to repeat itself. So when you receive the forgiveness from God, you have to let go of those past that you've done, those past mistakes. You have to move past it, you, because we are now a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away. So right now, if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me my sins. I know. Forgive my sin. I ask that you write my name in the book of life. Purge me, cleanse me, and make me whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I believe the host of angels are rejoicing because your soul has been saved. Join a Bible-believing church. Listen to God's servants, buy books, listen to messages, read the Bible, and just read the Bible daily. And the God's word is sharper than two-edged sword. God's word is able to heal you and transform you and just renew your mind. God's word is powerful, and just get to know God better. I love you so much. Keep listening to this podcast and share with your friends and loved ones. Take care of yourself. I love you.